Well, there's nothing wrong with a little tequila. Not my bag. I stopped doing that when I was 20 years younger, but I do my homebrew beers now, and that's all good.
Well, when I mention tequila to people, they think of the stuff that tastes like turpentine that you really wouldn't even use to clean the white walls on your car, you know. And they think of high school kids knocking back shots of this stuff. No, that's not the tequila that we're talking about. Bad tequila gives tequila a bad name. There is good tequila. Bad cigars give cigars a bad name. So, I avoid both. Bad tequila and bad cigars. And bad beer. So, at any rate, I can appreciate good of all of the above. And tonight, no cigar tonight. The humidor is just out of arm's reach over there, and I've chosen not to commit to a stick tonight. But I'm having my nightcap, my beer, and my Reposado tequila. Neat, and watching Young Frankenstein on TV. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go. Good to meet all of you. 7-3. Over to you, Jack. And don't be afraid of that class, man. If you can't make Hazel Park, I think Lance Cruz might be a little closer to you. Lance Cruz, I think, is doing them too. But you just gotta catch them at the beginning of the class. I don't know how long they run. Usually it's a couple of, you know, 3-4 weeks or whatever. They meet once a week, and it's like a weekday night. So, yeah, you're gonna have to drive at night probably, or have somebody drive you. That's the other way to go. But it's definitely better studying in a group. Anyway, I'll catch up with you guys later. You'll get it. Over to you. I just said it. Over to you, Jack. See? Reposado Tequila. WRBJ258.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Yeah, I will get somebody to drive me. And I don't know, you know, I just went to the doctor last week, an eye doctor, and I told him, he said, no problem, we'll make you glasses. They give me it, so I got to go to Costco and get those glasses. Thank you anyhow. WIUG 48.
Wait a minute, do you need people to drive you places, Jack? Are you not able to drive? I thought you were driving your... You talk about a radio in your truck. Are you not driving?
Okay, I don't have no problem with driving, but the thing is, the scenery, the eyes, I don't know why they're not helping at night. You know, when you look at the traffic light, you see it like a house, and that's no good. My right eye, it's not the greatest, but my left eye is 100%, you know. But that's why I'm going to need the glasses. Anyhow, I got to get it straight up a little bit more, but it's all the doctor said there's nothing wrong with it. You just need the glasses at night because, when you drive at night, if it's raining, forget it because it's all tar. And you cannot even see those white lanes in you driving. Roger?
Oh, I get it. Everybody's eyes get older as they get worse as they get older. But you didn't answer the question. Are you driving or are you not driving?
Well, I've been driving. I can drive. I drive all day, you know. Today I didn't drive. Yesterday I was driving for like 2 hours. Roger.
All right, so you can still drive, but there's times where you might not like it when the conditions aren't right. I get it. No, I totally get it.
Yeah, you know what, because rain, really, you cannot tell, especially if you're on like 59 or you're on 75. It's very hard to see those white lanes.